Florida Governor Rick Scott and Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater rolled up their sleeves and joined a delegation of representatives from more than 100 Miami-Dade groups to serve a hungry line of lobbyists, politicians, and staffers large plates of paella in the midday sun. Paella is a traditional Latin dish made with rice, spices, seafood, and chicken, and Wednesday marked the 26th such lunch at the Florida Capitol. Although the dish originates from Valencia, Spain, event organizer Bob Levy says after Spanish conquest, the communal food became a staple in many Latin American cultures and eventually became part of Miami's as well.
It's a broad cross-section of probably 100 different organizations, elected officials. A lot of these are judges, city commissioners, county commissioners, school board members. Everyone has a different agenda, but the common goal is to promote Miami-Dade County.
Levy hopes the annual event both promotes Dade County causes to lawmakers and lobbyists and gives North Floridians an idea of what it's like to live in the Magic City.
Our goal is to recreate a day in the life of Miami-Dade County. Tonight we have a Mambo King party, which is a traditional nightlife party. And we just want to show people what it's like to live in Miami-Dade County.
But Levy says the free food also helps dispel common misconceptions other Floridians might have about the county and its residents as a result of what they see on TV and the movies. But a county that boasts close to 3 million people, the 11th largest cargo container port in the country, and the most representation in state government needs little introduction. Diego Feliciano, a Miami lobbyist, says it wasn't always that way, though.
25 years ago, when I started coming to the legislature, a lot of people didn't know a lot about Dade County, and I could name probably the five legislators that were Latin in the entire Senate and House. Of course, you know, the county has grown, and so has the influence of the Latin culture there, and it's a big world of difference.
It's got all the ingredients, and it tastes great.
After waiting in line in the hot sun, most people eagerly emptied their plates and rushed back for seconds. But did diners digest the message that went along with their food? Tomas Soklovich says yes. He missed last year's paella, and nothing was going to stand between him and the Latin rice dish this year.
Figured this day we'd mark it on our calendar, and we brought our team here and taste the taste of Miami-Dade County. And it's not, like my colleague here put it earlier, it's not just free food, actually, it's paella. So they're trying to associate a culture that is Miami. So if it were free food, it wouldn't be paella.
Soklovich says in many ways the Spanish dish is a lot like Miami, a blending of different tastes and cultures cooked together in a single pot. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.